Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QYK. All right. Can you listen? It's Friday. Let's talk about love. Let's do it.
Yeah. What?
Can you love more than one person at one time?
I have yet to love. I mean, besides, of course, like my mother, my father.
Well, you know what I mean, though. Yeah. Like a love.
Yeah. I would say no. Because then you're not truly in love.
Kevin, you can't do it. You can't.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know how anyone can.
Well, the guy on The Bachelor, he says he might be falling in love with all these women.
All three of them.
At the same time. And he's saying that he might, so maybe he's not, or maybe it's one of them, two of them, maybe it's all of them, who knows. But he's telling the dads.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I do love your daughter, but there's a chance I might love other people's daughters.
It's so awkward. And in real life, if it wasn't a reality show, that would never fly. Hey, I want your daughter's hand in marriage. And also, I'm also asking Cassie's and Nicole's and Lauren's.
Yeah, can you imagine in real life?
What?
Like you were talking to somebody and like, oh, yeah, I've been in love hundreds of times. Like, what? This doesn't make any sense. We do your calls on the way. I'm just wondering if anybody's ever been in love more than one person at the same time.
I don't think it's possible.
800-992-1099. Where's your calls on the way? Michael Ray is on 99.5 QYK. All right, so you can be in love with more than one person at the same time. According to some people, texting in, calling in, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. I mean, I know what's going on in The Bachelor, and it happens on The Bachelorette. There's a couple other reality shows.
He falls in love with everybody.
Every year.
It's so painful to watch him say, he won't say, I love you. Most of them won't say, I love you. They just say, I'm falling for you.
Yeah, I have feelings I've never had before. But The Bachelorette, she does it too, whoever it is.
You're right.
Jen, you said this has happened to you too?
It did. I dated a guy for 5 years, and he broke my heart and broke up with me. In my 20s, I met someone else that I ended up marrying. We had a 30-year marriage. And I loved him, but I did always think about the other person in the back of my mind. Life turned out great. For The Bachelor, I think it's not about being in love. He has been honest. He says, I think I am falling in love. So I think he's exploring what could potentially, be.
Isn't falling in love, no. It's not really a process. Doesn't it just happen? Don't you just wake up one day and go, wow.
You do, and I think that's what he's looking for. One day he will wake up, and out of those three that are left, he will find that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. She's obviously a Bachelor fan.
Yeah,
she knows what she's talking about, so I want to know. Who do you think is the front runner?
I don't know her name. The blonde with the big eyes.
Cassie.
Oh, the blonde girl on The Bachelor. Now we know who you're talking about.
Kelsey or Cassie.
That blonde girl, yeah.
Yes. No, she's cute. Yeah, I don't know. She seems genuine. He seems genuine, but I don't know. I hope it works out for them.
Okay, back to you.
I do too.
So do you still think about this other guy?
It's been 30 years. Occasionally I do.
We have talked.
He's had a happy marriage. I had a happy marriage. There's no, romantic feelings at all. But yeah, I do think about what we had when we were young.
What if you saw him again?
I don't know. Being older and going through life, I don't think so. I think I would, my heart might flutter a little, but I think would be okay.
It sounds like you just always have some sort of love for him, but it's not like the love where you feel like you need to be with him and he's your forever partner type thing.
I want the best for him always.
Yeah, but it also sort of sounds like... Yeah, the other thing, too.
I do have a whole file of pictures and points.
Exactly.
Well, you're not helping my case,
yeah,
then.
Exactly.
I've never thrown that away. I've had that forever.
Well, Jennifer, here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say. You are 100% completely honest, and that is awesome.
Yes.
So I think if more people were honest about their feelings like you, it'd be a better place. So good for you, Jennifer.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew, it's 99.5 QYK. All right, so this is really interesting. And I think when you go out to eat, you fall for this. There's a study out from Ohio State University. Handwritten menus trick people into thinking that they're actually eating healthier. Now, you know what I'm talking about? These chalkboards, and then they do those marker chalks where it's like really nice handwriting.
Yes. Except for the ones at Chili's, we know.
Oh, yeah. Those
you
are,
know, they draw those margaritas, and they're so perfectly
drawn.
Yeah,
no. These are like the restaurants, like, let's say you're going, like, downtown St. Pete.
Yeah, a little salad shop or coffee shop.
Right, and then, like, so, but they did this study, and it's like, if the food items are written, handwritten on, like, a handwritten menu, you go, wow, this must be healthier and better for me.
I would agree with that. When I see a chalkboard menu, I do. I automatically associate it with, oh, this must be kind of organic. It's more earthy. It's healthier.
Yeah, and that's what they did with 185 people. And these research made a fake restaurant called Riley's Kitchen. And one was done in the popular Helvetica font. You know the Helvetica font, yeah. Right? And the other was done in the folksy, it's called Scribbly typeface.
Okay.
It's just that folky, organic type of whatever. And half of the patrons were told the restaurant featured locally grown and antibiotic-free ingredients. And then they handed them the menu. And then, of course, the diners were more likely to pick the antibiotic-free stuff if it was written in the folksier, organic, handwritten stuff. Isn't that crazy?
We are just creatures of habit. You just think, oh, well, I see this. It must mean this. But in reality, it's not always the case.
You know what's funny, though? Is looking back on this, I remember a feeling I would get when I would see menus written like that or those little chalkboards written like that and go, wow, I feel like this wholesome feeling. Like I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I always feel like this place is so trendy.
Right. Or I'm like, you know, God, the coffee. This is like just pure from the earth coffee because of this chalkboard. Like it was.
Meanwhile, it's just some crap they had in the back.
It's the same stuff as the other places.
Yeah.
Gosh, fell for it again.
So the more you know. Now, when you're headed to one of those little cafes and you see the sign, don't.
Dude,
be
next
fooled.
Time I walk by one of those little chalkboards, I'm just going to open up the door and just going to go liars and
then lies.
Lies, all of them.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville's next on 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, Carrie Underwood, you're going to be shocked. We have the audio of this. She has totally changed her voice.
What?
Yeah, and she's saying this is the all-new Carrie Underwood. You got to hear this.
I like the old Carrie.
I know. You got to hear it next. 99.5 QYK. There's Kenny. 99.5 QYK. Boy, it never fails. You hear Kenny? Want a cold beer. Friday, man. Works all the time.
The weekend is upon us. It's not that far, Mark.
It's a Kenny Chesney hypnosis on Friday. Here, Kenny, just cold beer, beach. Oh, my goodness.
You're just a couple hours away. You can do it.
At most, I can wait a couple hours.
You even have a Corona extra shirt on. It's like you're in a Kenny Chesney video.
Or a Corona commercial today.
Yeah.
Who knows what I'm going to be doing.
Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
All right, before we get to the new sound of Carrie Underwood, you won't believe this. First, Jake Owen, he's going to be releasing his first album, Unbelievably, in 3 years. It's coming out at the end of this month because it happens to be March 1st today.
Where has time gone?
I don't
March
know.
March 1st?
Because February doesn't have, it ends on the 28th.
I had to look because I didn't believe you.
You know what I thought to myself this morning? St. Patrick's Day is 16 days away.
Yes, it is.
How is this possible? I feel like we just had Christmas.
It's time to start shopping for green drinking t-shirts for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, Jake Owen describes this album. It's going to be a fresh hello is how he describes it. So, first album in 3 years. Be interesting to see what Jake has to put out. Carrie Underwood has serenaded her 4-year-old baby boy. He's not the baby, of course. He's got a little brother, but right. Isaiah has turned 4. And Carrie thought it'd be funny to freebase some helium and then sing him happy birthday.
Freebase. Well, there's a word I haven't heard in forever.
Right, here it is.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's Carrie Underwood.
Happy birthday, dear Isaiah.
Man, that is great. I got to tell you, she's getting the good helium. Usually it runs out after you say happy birthday. She must have the pure helium.
Not just that, but how come Carrie Underwood on helium, I feel like still sounds better
still sounds
than
really
me
good.
Singing.
I know.
What?
So congratulations to the Underwoods and Isaiah turns 4.
That is so cute. I love her.
Carrie on helium, boy. You heard it now.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. You know, it's good. It feels like a Friday today. Like some Fridays, you're like, yeah, I'm not sure if it's Friday. Man, this just feels like a Friday. It's awesome.
Yeah, it has been a long week, so it definitely feels like Friday.
Feels good. It's already March. Can't believe it. We said earlier, 16 days away from St. Patty's Day.
That's crazy.
This weekend, get a couple of extra beers up in you because you got to start stretching out for St. Patty's Day.
Stretching out.
You
got
to start stretching out. Yeah, that's what you do.
This is preseason. We're just like, we're prepping for the big event.
16 days. My God.
16 days. All right. Prepare your liver, people.
Get your body ready, man. Get in shape for this thing. All right. Listen, for you guys, here's the thing. If you're parents, you know sometimes when you have to punish your kids, you got to be creative to get, you know, to kind of get the point home. And maybe you're not a parent, but when you were little, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember my parents did this. I'll tell you, my oldest daughter, Charlie, okay, she's the oldest daughter out of our five kids. She's like, she's so smart. She's in like these gifted programs. She does great. She studies. But yeah. I noticed those kids tend to, when they do melt down, they really melt down. It's like the wheelbarrow stacks up, and then mm-hmm. when they dump it, it's like, whoa, avalanche, watch out. So she had a moment last week, and it was bad. She was arguing with her little sister, Austin, about a purse, about whose purse was it, you know, one of those ridiculous things.
Oh my gosh.
Whose purse was it?
Whose purse was it?
I don't even know because this thing got so sideways. So I started taking video of them arguing.
Yeah.
Right? Of course, to embarrass them and put on like YouTube and Instagram and stuff like that. Well, all of a sudden, Charlie saw it and ran over to me and smacked the phone out of my hand.
Oh, I saw this video. She's like, no, Daddy.
Yeah.
She grabbed your phone so fast.
And I think I'm a cool dad and put up a lot, but there's not going to be any of that smacking phones out of my hand thing, right?
No.
So I was like, well, what can I do to really drive this point home? And I told my wife, we're going to drive to the beach because it's right by the beaches, and I'm going to have her right in the sand 100 times. I'll be nice. 100 times. Because here's the thing. Here's what
I'm
looking at.
That sounds fun. I used to like riding in the sand, though.
No, but see, this is the thing. Like, we love going to the beach, but this won't be fun. Because 100 times
That's a long time.
All down the beaches.
And everyone sees you because it's a public beach.
And people are going to come over and be like, oh, what are you riding? Oh, I got in trouble, so I have to ride. I'll be nice.
Oh, yeah. Embarrassing.
Then I was going to take video of that and put that online. My wife's like, no, it's too mean. I'm like, maybe, but it's creative. It teaches her a lesson.
I don't think it's too mean. I think it is creative. I like it.
So I'm interested about creative punishments. 800-992-1099. Like, when did you either get taught a lesson by your parents, or what have you done to creatively punish your kid? And really, should I do this? Should I take her to the beach and make her right in the sand 100 times? I'll be nice.
Well, now it's past, but you could use that for another time.
It was only last weekend. Only last weekend.
Can you extend a punishment? I feel like it needs to be right away. I don't think you can go, oh, remember last week when you did this? It's like a dog. You can't yell at him for peeing on the carpet if it was a week ago.
No, I'd never do this to my dog. Only my daughter.
Right. I
don't think the statute of limitations is worn out on this yet.
Okay.
Don't believe so.
I think it's creative. And I remember a creative punishment that my mom did to me in high school. And embarrassment, it works. It was when she found a pack. I really do swear to you, they were not mine, but it was a pack of cigarettes. And this was in high school. And it was in my purse because my friend, she said, can you just take these?
God, it's like I'm watching Live PD. Oh, no, I know it's in my purse, but it's not mine. it's exactly what
it really
is.
They really weren't, though. Anyway, my mom found them. And then obviously she was livid about it. But then she took the pack of cigarettes and she put them on our dining room table, which was in the front of our house or whatever. She put it there in the middle where the centerpiece of like the bowl with fruit or whatever was. And she said, do not move these cigarettes from this bowl. And everybody that came over and walked past the table would always go, why are there cigarettes in your fruit bowl?
And you had to explain
And I
it?
Had to explain to them why.
Man, there's nothing like a bowl of fruit and some Marlboro Lights. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something you don't see a lot.
I was just so embarrassed every time someone came over. My aunts and uncles and
creative punishments. Call us now. It's QIK. Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so creative punishments for your kids. When you got real creative, my daughter Charlie went nuts last weekend. She got mad. I was filming her. She had a fight with her sister about a purse. God, women, purses. My goodness. She saw me filming, and she screamed at me, and she ran over, and she hit my cell phone right out of my hands. I couldn't believe it.
It could have been your house or a bar at 3 a.m., honestly, with two chicks. They're fighting and then the snatching of the phone.
Right. Or it could have been at Macy's. I mean, it's like the last purse, the last purse on sale, and these two women. Who knows? I know we're getting some texts coming in about creative punishments.
Yeah, Chantel, she said, first thing, I believe the punishment that Mark is looking to do isn't enough.
I wanted her to go to the beach. I was taking her to the beach and write, I'll be nice in the sand 100 times all across the beaches.
And I didn't think that sounded bad at all. So Chantel agrees. She says, at the end of the day, your daughter committed assault by smacking that phone out of your hand. It needs to be a life-changing punishment to actually learn this lesson.
What does that mean, life-changing? What does that mean?
I don't know. Gosh. First off,
it's a misdemeanor and she's a juvenile. So I don't know. It is. I don't know that we can get too crazy.
She's eight?
She's eight, okay. Yeah. I don't know if we could say that she's committed assault as an eight-year-old girl.
And then another person said that my dad made my two older sisters bury the dented tailgate when my oldest sister reversed it into a power pole.
Did you say bury it?
Yeah, that's what she said, bury. Bury it?
Yeah.
So they must have hit it really hard. It actually fell off the truck or something. She said that both the sisters tried to shift the blame to her because she was 10 years old. And the dad obviously goes, okay, it wasn't the 10-year-old. Nice
right,
try.
Right.
So they got a worse punishment because they didn't just fess up to it.
Bury the tailgate of the car.
That's
awesome. Now that is creative. You ruined that piece of the car. Now you're going to bury it. It's on. All right, we'll get to more calls on the way. Creative punishments. Maybe you were a kid and you got creatively punished. Also, Luke Combs, Luke Bryan, the campsite at 7:40.
It's on the way.
99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Morning, crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK, talking about creative punishments. Actually, you know, I have the video of when my eight-year-old daughter freaked out on me and why I'm thinking about doing this punishment. I'll post it. I probably shouldn't, but I will. I'll post it on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page here in 1 second if you want to see it. And so my punishment for what I'm going to do is take her to the beach and make her write, I'll be nice in the sand 100 times.
Which I think is creative and great.
But it's his thing. We love going to the beach. This will be her most unfavorite trip to the beach. That's why it's going to hit home.
Well, yeah, because all the other kids are going to be playing in the sand, building castles,
yep,
jumping in the waves, and she's going to be there with her little finger writing it out.
She was having a purse fight with her sister. She caught me videotaping it. She came over and punched the cell phone out of my hand and yelled at me. Man.
And I told you that somebody texted in and said that it was assault. Well, we actually got someone from the Pasco Sheriff's Office that said it's actually not assault. It is a threat and also battery.
Ooh.
Because it's unwanted touch.
Well, she might have to go to jail is what it sounds like. I don't know what's going to happen here.
She's 8 years old.
Sounds like I'm a true victim. I mean, it sounds like I'm a legit.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I know. We're getting a lot of calls and texts and from a lot of law enforcement. We love it. It's great. I will post the video on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Give me 2 minutes. And then all of you law enforcement officers and lawyers that have been calling, if you could write all your feedback and comment on that, that would be absolutely great.
Yeah, and then tell Charlie.
Well, I'll read them to her and be like, this is what you're facing.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, actually, this is the most creative punishment. Forget the writing in the sand. I'll be nice.
Yes, and be like, listen, and now if you're nice, I'm thinking about dropping all these charges.
I may or may not. I'm not sure. Leonard's been holding on. Hey, Leonard.
Hey, what's going on? Morning, guys.
What up,
morning.
Man?
Morning. So, Mark, your punishment, very creative, and I like it. I think the statute of limitations has passed for this incident. You know, it's been a week old.
I
yes,
hate hearing
I
that.
I told you.
I really hate hearing
told
that.
Told you.
And then I think if you still do it, somebody's calling the cops, and you're going to explain why your child's writing, I'll be nice in the sand 100 times.
You're probably right. I forgot it's 2019. Where you're not allowed to parent your kid, right?
Yes. And the only reason I say that is I am a cop, and I get that all the time.
Oh, my God.
Like, hey, thank you for being a parent. And I, you know, go on about my business. Violate, you know, a law. But somebody's got a call.
Yeah, you're right.
That is so ridiculous that you get that as a call. Meanwhile, there's just a child writing in the sand.
Yeah, officer, I just saw a parent being a parent, and all I knew what to do was call 911.
Yeah, well, they're going to be like, hey, look, it's 85 degrees outside. He's got his kid out here in the baking sun.
Right.
No water.
Right.
No sunscreen. And, I mean, you're just going to have to explain yourself.
That's right. I'm probably facing what, a good year in jail for that, probably.
You could only hope for that.
All right, well, with five kids, boy, I tell you, there's sometimes, Leonard, I'd be like, jail don't sound bad right now.
Hey, I got three myself. Luckily, though, they're all grown, and we didn't have anything creative, but you know, luckily, they're all good. Never, you know, done nothing real dumb. So,
well, Leonard, thank you, my brother. I appreciate your bravery, man, and all your brothers and sisters too.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.
There you go.
That's Leonard representing law enforcement this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I always love those calls.
Put the video of the alleged assault on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page right now here. It's QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. We've got great texts and great calls about creative punishments for kids. If you're a parent, you know sometimes you got to get creative with your punishments to really drive the point home.
Yeah.
I have posted the video of my 8-year-old daughter melting down and punching my cell phone. It goes flying. We've had a lot of law enforcement calls say, hey, that's assault and battery, man. She's in big trouble.
Yeah, she is.
Thinking about having her go to the beach. I'm right. I'll be nice 100 times in the beaches. We'll see what happens. But we're getting a lot of your feedback, and you can see the video on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
At least if you do it this weekend, she'll have nice weather. It could be a lot worse.
Yeah. And, you know,
it's supposed to be so beautiful this weekend.
I figure we'll go and, you know, maybe I'll have a cold beer while she's doing it. It's just, you know, it's creative. You know, I get to drink beer at the beach. She's got to make up. She's got to pay back her debt to society.
As a parent, are you just like, you know what? I'm doing it all right. When you're sitting there on the beach drinking a beer, your kids aren't bugging you because they're doing punishments
right,
in the
punishment.
Sand.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't mind that punishment. That's pretty good for me. On the way, I want you to get excited for this, okay? We've got a campsite. It's Luke Bryan. It's Luke Combs. Yes. It's you and your friends. This is a 3-day campsite and 3-day passes for Country Thunder.
A whole entire weekend. Ooh. Not just one day. Not just one night. It's all weekend long and the campsite.
That's on the way at 7:40. That's 13 minutes away. On the way just before that, about 6 minutes away. It's brand new. I love you, man. 99.5 QIK. All aboard.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, brand new. I love you, man, is next. Going to call a dude I don't know and say I love you. Will he say it back to me?
I hope so.
I hope so. Then Luke Bryan, Luke Combs tickets right after that. It's QIK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie. All right, let's do this. It's brand new. I love you, man. Call a hot dog restaurant, hot dog operation.
Dog restaurant, okay.
Talk to a guy.
I love this.
Yeah, I love hot dogs. Talk to a guy, and I'm going to say, I love you, man. Will he say I love you back to me? Complete strangers, finding love. Is it ringing? It's ringing through. Yes. All right, here we go.
Come back out
there. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's this?
Hey, I got a question. You guys got the hot dogs, right?
Yeah.
Listen, my wife and I are trying to eat healthy. What's the healthiest thing you guys got over there?
Chicken wings, chicken strips.
Chicken wings, chicken strips.
Just fries, and fries.
And fries. And that's all pretty healthy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Well, I'm going to check it out. I love you, man.
All right, thanks, man.
I love you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I love you, sir.
Thanks.
I love you.
All right, thanks, man.
I love you, man.
All right, thanks, man.
Ah, we lost.
No.
We got a lot of thank you byes, thank you byes, thank you byes, and thank you byes.
He's held on for so long.
He really did, but we could not get an I love you back.
Mm. Darn it.
I did love that the healthiest thing they offer are chicken wings and fries. That was my favorite part of that whole thing.
I love it.
That was great. The healthiest thing, chicken wings and fries.
Sounds healthy to me.
Not bad. Let's for the weekend. That's healthy for the weekend. Luke Bryan, Luke Combs tickets next. QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, gather around the campfire, everybody. Mm. Get the cold beers out of the cooler. Later on tonight, we're going to see Luke Bryan. Then next night, we're going to see Luke Combs. Because you're at Country Thunder. You got a campsite with you and your friends. And that's what we're giving away right now. We are playing the now infamous Mark and Melanie name game. That is the name game jingle, and that is the that is your cue to call, 800-992-1099. Cool. I don't know what that was, an owl or a coyote, but I'm scared.
Oh, mosquitoes, they're getting me.
I have another beer. The more beer you drink, the less they bite.
Really? I thought they liked beer.
Yeah, it's the less you feel it, but it is the more you bite, but the less you feel it.
Okay.
Don't ruin all my tricks, my camping tricks. All right, call us now. 3 days, a campsite at Country Thunder, and, gosh, tickets to all the shows. 800-992-1099. Call us right now for the name game, and we will do that on the way next. All right, let's do this. A campsite, 3 day passes, Country Thunder, Luke Bryan, Luke Combs. You imagine calling all your buddies, be like, we're loading up, we're going camping. I got the campsite covered. Y'all bring the beer, and we got Luke Bryan and Luke Combs.
Oh my gosh, you would be the coolest person, honestly.
All right, we're playing the name game here. Our contestants this morning, let's say hi to Kirk.
Hey, how's it going?
You are playing against Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Tammy, you're playing against Kirk. So the name game, and we'll start with Kirk because he was the first caller to get in. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a topic, Kirk, and you have to name things in the topic. You only have 3 seconds. Tammy, after he names one, you have to name one. You only have 3 seconds, and you all go back and forth until somebody can't name anything else, all right?
All right.
Okay.
All right. The topic for today is brands of beer.
Kirk, go.
Michelob.
Bush.
Bud Light.
Natural Light.
Tampa Cigar City.
Angry Orchard.
Mike Charlemagne.
Yingling.
Natty Light.
I just said Natty Light.
Oh! You can't repeat.
Kirk, you ran out of gas on Natty Light because we did go back and check. Tammy did say Natty Light already.
All right.
Tammy, congratulations.
Woo!
Girl, okay, if I'm going to camp with anyone, it's Tammy. That girl knows her beers, man.
She does.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. All right, 8:20, Cole Swindell tickets, 8:20. Listen, tomorrow night, I'm telling you, tomorrow night, the entire Tampa Bay area, spot to be, Ed Smith Stadium. It's Sarasota, but Cole Swindell's playing. This is a great venue. You get this huge baseball field that Cole's going to be playing at. Got some tiki bars out there.
You got great weather.
Dude, the weather's going to be unstoppable for country music outside in Sarasota. Cole Swindell. Yesterday, we did a Cole read the Misconnections from Craigslist.
Yeah, it's a new series he's doing on YouTube. It's so funny. It's genius on his marketing people's part.
So if you run into him tonight, because I think he's coming in tonight, you'll probably see him around some of the breweries. Cole loves to hit some breweries. Ask him about his new segment on his YouTube channel where he reads Missed Connections. And then check him out tomorrow night, 8:20. So we're about 15 minutes away to winning Cole Swindell tickets for tomorrow night. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK.
What happened?
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie. Well, I said this morning, I think we played our first Kenny Chesney song at like 5:58 this morning, and I was like, man, it never fails. If you hear Kenny Chesney on a Friday, you just start craving that cold beer on a hot beach. We just played Young, and I'm like, I just imagine myself sitting on the beach listening to Kenny with a beer.
You guys, he's rocking a Corona Extra shirt right now, too. So buddy, he is just ready for the weekend.
Kevin, help me.
The weather is super nice this weekend.
I know.
It's got to be a beach day, one of the two days.
So many good vibes right now. Like, just even the people calling today, it's like a lot of good upbeat vibes.
Everyone's in a great mood knowing that it's Friday. It's 68 degrees out right now and sunny.
Oh my gosh. This is
beautiful.
This is great. All right. Real quick. New Thomas Rhett in 6 minutes. You've never heard the song before. He emailed it to us yesterday. He emailed us, I want to see what country music fans think of this song. We're going to play it in 6 minutes. Get ready for that. Real quick, Carrie Underwood, listen to her. You've never heard her doing this before because she's ingesting helium and singing happy birthday to Isaiah. He just turned 4. Listen.
Happy birthday to you.
This is Carrie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Isaiah.
Oh, girl.
Happy birthday to you.
Man, she sounds great even on helium.
I know. Only Carrie Underwood can sound that dang good on helium.
Somebody wrote on a Mark and Melanie Facebook page. They're like, so that was Isaiah singing? No. That was Carrie Underwood on helium singing to Isaiah. He just turned 4.
Son, yes.
It's just crazy. I mean, it's just, she's great even on helium.
I know. She can do no wrong.
Really can't. Good job, Carrie. Great work. All right, new Thomas Rhett, 6 minute. You know what? Screw it. We'll play it next, right after Luke comes. Right after Luke comes, new Thomas Rhett. You've never heard it. Get ready.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
All right, so what if Blake Shelton is performing this song, Honeybee, and a bunch of other ones for you? It's a private performance.
Private.
1 week from today.
VIP.
At a little demised area at Amalie Arena just for you. 99.5 QIK. All right, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
This is major.
No one else is giving you this opportunity. I need you to really focus on this if you're a Blake Shelton fan. This is once in a lifetime. Okay, it's once in a lifetime.
We had to pull some strings to make it happen, but I'm so glad that we were able to work this out.
Big trouble. We got in big trouble for getting this approved under the table. Under the table approval.
Thanks to our program director, though. Travis made it happen.
Big trouble for this. All right, so here's the deal. Starting Monday, okay, 7:30. All next week at 7:30, we're going to play a Blake song. Here's what you got to do. Got to grab your phone or have someone grab their phone. We need a video of you kind of doing like a backup singer thing with Blake. Okay, singing along with the Blake song.
Yeah,
having fun with the Blake song.
A little Blake karaoke, if you will.
Right. It's just having fun with the Blake song that's playing live on the air at 7:30. You got to be listening to the song on the radio at 7:30, okay? You then post that on your Facebook page, the video of you doing that, and tag 99.5QIK Facebook page.
Yep.
Every single day, we're going to pick a winner that you're going to get tickets to the show. But one of the winners is going backstage. Blake is hosting a happy hour before his show where he will do you a private performance.
A private show. Nobody is getting this.
So if you have questions, you can text us, 800-992-1099. Don't mess around. Put this in your phone reminders now for 7:30 on Monday morning, but put it in for 7:20 so you don't miss it at 99.5 QIK, all right?
And plan your drive to work. So if you usually drive alone and you're thinking, oh, how am I going to video this? Maybe carpool with someone next week or plan to
just pull over somewhere
and get
it.
Some coffee in the morning so you can be listening and record it.
Or quit your job. I mean, what?
Are you going to pay them their salary when they quit their job?
Well, they can talk to Blake about that when they're backstage getting a little VIP action.
Okay.
So if you have questions, text us. But this starts Monday at 7:30. 7:30, you have to be listening for the Blake song. Video of yourself singing along with Blake. Post that video on your Facebook page. But you got to tag 99.5. If not, we'll never see it and we'll never know. All right?
And we'll never know what could have been backstage, you and Luke Bryan.
Nope.
Blake Shelton, sorry.
And who's checked out,
coffee.
By the way? Yeah.
Thanks.
Jeez, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.